Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I had called earlier and got a tracking number, and evidently I wrote it down wrong, and I was calling back to get to make sure I got the right.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
The first name is Rob, last name is Keller, Kellar.
Thank you, sir. I was able to locate an account matching the first and last name. Can I please get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
Yeah, that's 905 Jewett Road, Williamstown.
Thank you, sir. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information.
Where are you guys located?
We have call centers located throughout the United States. This call center is located within Alabama.
Oh, okay. You guys ain't got, you don't have cold weather there, do you?
I'm sorry, say again, please.
You don't, your weather's not cold, is it?
No, sir, not typically. We did get an Arctic front that did come through that dropped it down to 17 degrees, but besides that, it's been decent. I do see that a order was placed for a tactical bag via a survey for $5.74, and I do see that this item came with a warranty. I do have a tracking number that you can use to locate that item. Are you ready to write that down?
Well, let me read the one I've got to you and see if it's, because I've got a notepad. Well, I'll tell you what, go ahead. I'll just type it in again. Go ahead.
Okay, so it is a very long digit. I'm going to give it to you in four-digit increments, and I'd like for you to repeat those four digits back to me to confirm that you have those properly. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
9274. 8 9.
Did you say 9274?
That is correct.
Okay, go ahead.
8903.
8903.
1843.
1843.
6300.
6300.
3787.
3787.
13.
All right, let me, can I read the whole thing back to you?
Yes, sir.
2274-89-03-18-43-63-00-37-87-13.
The first digit is 9. It's 9274.
Okay. All right, bear with me a minute. I'm sorry. So it's 9274.
Correct. That is the first four digits.
Okay. All right. What is the status on the account?
So I see that the account is active. The item had was purchased on the 25th, left the warehouse on the 27th, and is currently in transit.
Okay. Well, now, is it showing that I'd called in and canceled the account, that I'd canceled it?
Yes, reviewing the account, I do see that you had called in previously to cancel, and you have been canceled successfully.
Well, I mean, see, that's the problem I've been running into. I called, and before I got into it and everything, the lady said, well, you'll be sent a free gift card and charged $60-some dollars every month. And see, initially, when I ordered the backpack. I went back and looked at it, and I read the fine print on terms of service, and I saw all that, and I called back and canceled. And then, like just now, when I called and I asked you to give me the status, it didn't automatically show that it was canceled. You said it was active.
That is my mistake, sir. So when I see the account, I just see that it is open, and then reviewing the notations on the account, clicking on each individual purchase and order, I see that it has been canceled. And reviewing the notes, it says that you called back and said that you were notified about the membership fee and wanted to cancel the account, and I do see that the account has been canceled.
See, that's what I'm worried about, is that I'm going to get. I see, I can't afford to pay off that. I can barely pay it. I mean, I'm unemployed. I'm on disability, and I can't afford anything like that. That's why I can't work. Now, initially, the first call when I called, the lady did say, "Well, you know, we're going to go ahead and send you the backpack. Will that be shipped to me?"
Yes, the item has left the warehouse. It is on its way out to you.
How do they have that to where you have 72 hours to cancel it? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You do have 72 hours to cancel. If you do not cancel within the allotted amount of time, on the fourth day, you're billed for the full for the discount membership club.
Okay, so how much total will I charge my card for all this?
You were billed the shipping and handling for the tactical bag of $5.74, and you were billed for the warranty of $3.99 for a total billing of, let's see here, $9.73.
Well, how will people charge? Charging the car and building. How will they know to charge me the rest of it?
So it is an automatic billing. If you do not cancel within the allotted amount of time, you are billed for the discount membership club.
Okay. All right. Well, how will that automatic computer system know that I can't?
So within the account, it has a option for us to cancel it, to reactivate, to stall billing, so on and so forth. And if it is canceled, it can no longer bill you. So you have been canceled. You're not going to be receiving any further billings from us.
Yeah, I'm just really worried about it. Yeah, I had tracking all my stuff. What, do you know where that left from? Where that warehouse it came from?
Give me one second. Let me see if I can get that information for you.
Is that an interesting job, or is it just like anything else? Job.
It is definitely definitely interesting sometimes. We get all sorts of people, and it keeps you on your toes. Definitely not a job if you don't have, definitely not a job for you if you do not have thick skin. I see that, I don't see where it left the, what warehouse it left, but I do see that currently it is in Cincinnati, Ohio Distribution Center.
Really? Okay. Now, is that just the standard United States Postal Service?
Correct. It is shipped through United States Postal Services.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. I've got people in my family that they do customer service work. And they said, you never know what you're going to get the next time you pick the phone up. It could be a totally enjoyable experience, or you could get the caller from hell. I mean, excuse the language, but, you know, I worked in a factory when I worked in shipping and receiving, and 99% of the people that you dealt with were nice. But every once in a while, you'd get somebody that, no matter what you or how you explained it, you were always wrong and they were right, and they thought you were a piece of garbage or whatever. You know what I mean?
I definitely understand. Yes, sir.
I'm rambling on. I'm sorry. Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate your time. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can you
for,
hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.